the news that everybody hears you. Shout it loudly from the mountainside. Wake up the world, tell everybody near you.
The tiny Savior has finally arrived. Sing hallelujah, sing it, hallelujah, sing it, hallelujah, sing it loudly. Sing it, hallelujah, sing it, hallelujah, sing it, hallelujah, the tiny Savior is here.
Out of the mountain of earth, he'll find everywhere. Oh, out of the mountain, the tiny Savior is here.
Welcome to the Wednesday Gathering, a live Christian Science teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to all. We're delighted that you've joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those with a computer, our web address is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive. Now, let's begin this Wednesday gathering with singing hymn number 258. Healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is What's in the News? The remaining hymns are numbers 314 and 204. I shall be reading from the Authorized or King James Version of the Bible, as well as correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The Bible, Proverbs. As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. A man that beareth false witness against his neighbor is a mole and a sword and a sharp arrow. Confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. Numbers. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Send thou men that they may search the land of Canaan, which I shall give unto the children of Israel. And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said unto them, Get you up this way southward, and go up into the mountain, and see the land what it is, and the people that dwelleth therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many. And what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, and what cities that they be that dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds. And what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not. And be ye of good courage, and bring of the fruit of the land. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses, and to Aaron, and to all the congregation of the children of Israel, unto the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them, and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him, and said, We came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses, and said, Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land, which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. All the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, Would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God that we had died in this wilderness. And the Lord said unto Moses, How long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be ere they believe me? For all the signs which I have showed among them, surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit within him, and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it. The book of Jeremiah and Isaiah. I heard the defaming of many, fear on every side. Report, say they, and we will report it. Who hath believed our report? How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation. From the Gospels of St. John and St. Matthew. Now, a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. His sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Then, when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. And some of them said, Could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died? Jesus said, Take ye away the stone. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, Loose him, and let him go. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report? Television to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. And from the first epistle of John. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. Philippians. Whatsoever things are of good report, think on these things. And from Science and Health, Miscellaneous Writings and Christian Healing, all of them by Mary Baker Eddy. Jesus did his own work by the one Spirit. He never described disease, so far as can be learnt from the Gospels, but he healed disease. The act of describing disease, its symptoms, locality, and fatality, is not scientific. Warning people against death is an error that tends to frighten into death those who are ignorant of life as God. Thousands of instances could be cited of health restored by changing the patient's thoughts regarding death. A blundering dispatch, mistakenly announcing the death of a friend, occasions the same grief that the friend's real death would bring. You think that your anguish is occasioned by your loss. Another dispatch, correcting the mistake, heals your grief, and you learn that your suffering was merely the result of your belief. Thus it is with all sorrow, sickness, and death. You will learn at length that there is no cause for grief, and divine wisdom will then be understood. My beloved brethren, give yourselves no fear and spare not a moment's thought to lies afloat that I am sick, helpless, or an invalid. The public report that I am in either of the aforesaid conditions is utterly false. The St. Louis Democrat is alleged to have reported my demise and to have said that I died of poison and bequeathed my property to Susan Anthony. The false report that I have appropriated other people's manuscripts in my works has been met and answered legally. If the simple falsehoods about me were compounded, the mixture would be labeled thus: religionist mistaken views of Mrs. Eddy's book Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, and the malice aforethought of sinners. Who hath believed our report? We have asked in our selfishness to wait until the age advanced to a more practical and spiritual religion before arguing with the world the great subject of Christian healing. But our answer was, then there were no cross to take up and less need of publishing the good news. The material senses reversal of the science of soul was practically exposed 1900 years ago by the demonstrations of Jesus. Yet these so-called senses still make mortal mind tributary to mortal body and ordain certain sections of matter, such as brain and nerves, as the seats of pain and pleasure, from which matter reports to this so-called mind its status of happiness or misery. As Christian Science repudiates self-evident impossibilities, the material senses must father these absurdities, for both the material senses and their reports are unnatural, impossible, and unreal. What is termed material sense can report only a mortal, temporary sense of things, whereas spiritual sense can bear witness only to truth. To material sense, the unreal is the real, until this sense is corrected by Christian Science. A change in human belief changes all the physical symptoms and determines a case for better or for worse. When one's false belief is corrected, truth sends a report of health over the body. The broadcast powers of evil, so conspicuous today, show themselves in the materialism and sensualism of the age, struggling against the advancing spiritual era. Descriptions of disease given by physicians and advertisements of quackery are both prolific sources of sickness. Novels, remarkable only for their exaggerated pictures, impossible ideals, and specimens of depravity, fill our young readers with wrong tastes and sentiments. Literary commercialism is lowering the intellectual standard to accommodate the purse and to meet a frivolous demand for amusement instead of for improvement. Incorrect views lower the standard of truth. If materialistic knowledge is power, it is not wisdom. It is but a blind force. Man has sought out many inventions, but he has not yet found it true that knowledge can save him from the dire effects of knowledge. The power of mortal mind over its own body is little understood. Such books as will rule disease out of mortal mind, and so efface the images and thoughts of disease, instead of impressing them with forcible descriptions and medical details, will help to abate sickness and to destroy it. The press unwittingly sends forth many sorrows and diseases among the human family. It does this by giving names to diseases and by printing long descriptions which mirror images of disease distinctly in thought. A new name for an ailment affects people like a Parisian name for a novel garment. Everyone hastens to get it. A minutely described disease costs many a man his earthly days of comfort. What a price for human knowledge! Looking over the newspapers of the day, one naturally reflects that it is dangerous to live. So loaded with disease seems the very air. These descriptions carry fears to many minds, to be depicted in some future time upon the body. A periodical of our own will counteract to some extent this public nuisance, for through our paper, at the price at which we shall issue it, we shall be able to reach many homes with healing, purifying thought. It is good to talk with our past hours and learn what report they bear and how they might have reported more spiritual growth. He to whom the arm of the Lord is revealed will believe our report and rise into newness of life with regeneration. Now, this concludes the healing message and the publicly recorded portion of the meeting.